Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving a microphone.
Dress like a million bucks,
diamond things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Turn them out.
Turn them out.
Turn them on to the morning, y'all. Ooh, yeah.
Come on.
come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. I thank God for it. I thank God for all he's done for me, for all the little things that I oftentimes fail to thank him for, that I take for granted for. You know, I was talking the other day to a buddy of mine. We had gotten to this conversation about God, and in the conversation, we had narrowed it down, and we were talking about changing the way we are as people. You know, that everybody has to change. You know, nothing stays the same. Everybody changes. And a lot of these changes can be for the good, and a lot of them are just, they just come with time. You know, sometimes it's aging that changes us. But no matter how old you get, you still have the ability to improve as a person. You may not have the foot speed you used to have. You may not be as agile as you used to be. Your energy level may not be what it used to be. Your desire to do some of the things that you used to do may be gone. The thing that doesn't have to change and will not change is you. You have the ability to continue to grow as a person. Even when Father Time and nature has taken its course, we were talking about everybody can change, and everybody has the right to reinvent themselves as they get older. And I equated it to jumping out of an airplane. You know, there are some people, man, who get to a certain point in their life and they jump from the airplane is now almost a stunt of some kind. It's almost like they life didn't got out of control. You ever seen somebody jump out of an airplane and the parachute don't open and they life start, and it seems like they start spinning and tumbling and they can't get it together? And I've seen some mid-air rescues before, but then there are times when when it hasn't worked. You know, you jump out that airplane, and at first it's fun. I've never skydived before, but I would imagine when you first jump out of an airplane that people describe it as a sense of being free, and it's exhilarating when you first jump out the plane. But if you pull that cord and nothing happens, I've never happened to me, but I can only imagine the panic that's got to set in, because no matter how fun it was a moment ago, the flying over to one another, the holding hands in the air, the breeze, the descent, the feeling of all of a sudden, if you reach for that cord and it's not there, you're suddenly spinning out of control. And that's what happens in a lot of people's lives. When you first start your life, you jump out the plane, you free, you young, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But then you get to a certain point in your life when you go, okay, I'm going to pull the cord now. And pulling the cord is an important thing, because here's the analogy my friend gave me. He said, man, use your mind like a parachute. It works better when it's open. Well, see, what happens with a lot of people is they in life they jump out the plane, and they having this free fall, and it's fun for now, but they get to a certain point in their life where they got themselves in a situation, or they've had a little bit too much fun, a little bit too long, or you know they wasn't open to nothing, and they just did what they wanted to do, or they started getting involved with drugs or drinking or started running with the wrong people. See, you jump out the plane, at first you free fall and it's fun. But then after a minute, man, something happens and they realize, whoa, and they reach for the cord and the cord don't work. Well, now you're in a panic-stricken situation. And my suggestion and what I've learned from the analogy that my friend shared with me is that we all, The sooner we can open our mind to God, the sooner we can develop that relationship with Him. It's like pulling the cord and opening a parachute. If you open up your mind to God, God is like a parachute. You know, God can slow your descent. God can turn this out of control free fall into a nice ride for you. See, that's what happened to me. I was spinning out of control. I had gotten myself into a point, man, where I wasn't doing real good. Oh, y'all would look at me and think, man, Stevie, man, no. I wasn't doing real good. I had spun out of control. I was in a free fall, and I reached for the cord, but I was so far away, the cord didn't open. Then I went to Him, and I pulled the cord. When I went to God, I pulled the cord, and it opened, and He slowed my descent. And this is what I just believe. I don't believe now that I age as fast as I was aging because I got that parachute open now. You know, I take better care of myself eating. I work out more now. You know, I'm not out of control. I have a direction now. That wind then got up under that parachute a little bit, you know, and now I'm going, you know, I'm still getting older, you know, so, but the descent is so slow now, I'm able to enjoy the ride. I'm guiding my parachute over. Sometimes we go over to a vacation spot over here. We float back over to a, but you know, I'm still getting old. I'm still going down. But the descent, because I've opened my mind to God, the parachute has slowed my descent. And now I'm rocking back and forth, but I ain't spinning out of control no more. You know, I'm able to enjoy the view now. You know, when you jump out that plane and you pull that cord and it don't work, you ain't looking at the view no more. You thinking of only one thing. How can I slow this down? Well, now I'm able to enjoy the view. I'm able to see all the beautiful things on the horizon that God has for me. I'm able to see all the beautiful things around me that He's provided for me over these years because I've slowed my descent. I use my mind like a parachute. It works better when it's open. Open your mind to God, and so you can see the view, so you can slow the descent, so you can stop the out of control free fall that you've been on, that you can get your life together and see everything out on the horizon that God has for you. You know, it turned out to be a very true statement. Your mind, if you use it like a parachute, it works better when it's open, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way?
There you go. Come on.
I'm talking about my girl. I'm talking about my girl.
David Ruffin.
My girl. I've got so much.
Honey.
Boy, that touched me.
Did that hurt?
That touched me.
Oh, okay.
Touching and hurting me is different. That had an
borderline
effect on the way the rest of my day is going to go. Well, I've got so much, boy. I just touched myself again.
I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this to get my day started. And if you ain't feeling me, that's okay. We'll have another show tomorrow. My motto is, if you don't like the show today, praise God if he give us tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, Kill Spades, Nephew Tommy, and yours truly. Junior, what?
Come on, I gotta understand it. I don't know, how does hard singing do that for you?
Well, you know, it's the emotion of it. Yeah. It ain't the notes. It ain't the connectivity.
No. Yes. How does this work?
It's the feeling.
Okay.
It's a feeling, Junior.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna play something for you a little bit later on, and then you tell me.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
How you feel about it? Something that you can relate to.
And then
we'll see. But it's always the emotion of it, mm-hmm. you know. And you've got to. I think, Junior, you got to lend yourself to that a little bit more often. Because I'm not sure if you do.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I just saw the look on your face and everything. It was all on your countenance. You was gone.
I have to. I leave here when I do that. I enter the realm of Oh My Lord. Yeah.
Oh My Lord.
I'm trying to find something. Mm-hmm.
What
that
nephew?
You can relate to.
Okay.
Oh my Lord.
Looking for something.
Oh, you're here. I found it. Now, Junior, you can relate to this right here. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Man.
Life.
Now let me play it a little bit louder.
Wait for me.
Those are professional singers. Uh-huh. Who they didn't give a damn about the note either. It was the feeling, Junior.
All right, listen. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to start the show off with Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff? Come on.
Your wife is cheating on both of us.
Oh, man, it's going to be great.
Huh? Boy, you play too much.
Your wife is cheating on both of us.
You better not be crying.
Running from me, cat.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Terrence, please.
Who's calling?
Hey, my name is Mark. How you doing, brother? I work with your wife, Veronica. We're on the same sales floor together. I think I met you before, but I don't know if you remember meeting me. But I work at the job with Veronica.
Is everything all right there, or what's going on?
No. Everything's straight here at the job. No, not a problem at all at the job. But I wanted to.
Is she all right, or is everything all right?
Oh, yeah. She's all right. She's perfectly fine, man. I actually, like I said, my name is Mark, man. You don't remember me, Terrence, but I just wanted to talk to you. Like I say, you know, I got some things on that's been bothering me for a minute, and I just kind of wanted to reach out to you, and you know, just kind of have like a little heart to heart talk with you, man. So maybe you know, we can get things in a better position. But I just wanted me and you to have a conversation.
Wait a minute, did Veronica give you my number, or how did you get my number? That's what I'm trying to, like, what's going on?
I've had your number. I just had never reached out to you before. But like I say though, man, this has been bothering me for a minute, and I wanted to get it off my chest so you and I can try to, I guess, fix this whole issue. But I just want us to see if we can fix it, you know?
Well, fix the issue? What's the issue? I don't understand. I'm not following you. I don't understand. What is the issue?
So, but now, you know, like I said, I went on and got
on,
the nerve
man,
to get
it
you.
Out. Brother, spit it out. Talk to me. What's going on?
Okay. Your wife, man, is cheating on both of us. We got to do something about this, man.
Did you say she's eating on both of us? What'd you say?
She is cheating.
Like
she is cheating on the both of us, bro.
Wait a minute. It sounds like you said cheating. I don't know what you...
Veronica
you know
is...
I mean?
Listen to me, Terrence. Veronica is cheating on both of us.
You say Veronica's cheating on me?
And me, you know? And we got to figure out what we're going to do, man. But as a husband, I'm going to need you to step up and get this thing in order.
What you talking about? you saying Veronica is cheating on me with you?
No, no. She's cheating on both of us with somebody else. I've been noticing her going out with this, going to lunch with this other cat. So I got pissed off about it. So I said, you know what? I can't take you no more. I'm calling Terrence.
You saying to me that my wife has been cheating around the job with somebody else?
She cheating on both of us, dude.
I don't get what you mean. If my wife is cheating on me and you calling me to tell me that she's cheating on me, I appreciate that. But I don't get what you're saying she's cheating on both of us. I don't get that part. I don't understand what you mean.
Well, me and Veronica have been, kind of cool, the last 8 months to a year. We've been, pretty tight here at the job. You know what I'm saying? So,
listen, what you mean y'all been cool? That's what I don't understand. Like, what do you mean y'all been cool? Because that's my wife. Tell me what you're talking about.
Okay, all I'm saying is me and her been real cool. We've been real tight, Sometimes we take lunch and then, don't come back. That's our thing, though. But, now, I'm noticing, she done went out, she done went to lunch a couple of times with this brother named Alan. And I'm like, okay, no, it ain't finna go down like this here. You know what I'm saying?
Are you f***ing my wife, man?
Hey, that's not why I called you. I called you to
tell you my wife. That's what I want to know.
I'm telling you about this dude named Alan. I need you to step up as the husband and fix this.
But you telling me that my wife is cheating on both of us. There ain't no cheating on both of us. If she's cheating, she's cheating on me. You telling me that you're with my wife too? That you've been messing around with my wife?
That's not
what you're saying, brother.
That's not the part I'm trying to talk about. I'm trying to talk about this dude named Alan, man. That's what I'm trying to get out.
We're going to get to Alan. We're going to get to Alan. You saying that my wife, man, it's some crazy shit. Yo, you know what, man? I'm about to put my foot right up your because I don't play those games. She's with her. She's with me. We messing around. We doing this and doing that. It don't work like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Dude, I hear what you're saying, but the beef ain't with me. The beef is with Alan.
She's messing over
both of us with Alan, dog.
I'm about to call her a three-way because there's some bullshit right here. I'm telling
okay,
you right
well,
now.
Okay, well, hold on, bro. I just want you to deal with Alan.
Are you at the job right now?
I'm at the job, yeah.
I'm about to come put my foot all in your You understand me?
No, I hear you, man. Alan is the one that then blew this thing out of proportion, dog. She messing over me and you with this here.
There ain't no me and you, I don't share. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
You don't hear me. You don't hear me. I don't share. There ain't no sharing that goes on over here.
Okay.
Do you follow me?
I do. I'm just saying,
What are you saying? Meet me right now. Meet me right now. I'm about to come up here where you at right now. Where you at?
I'm at the job where Ronnie at. I call her Ronnie. I'm at the job where Ronnie at. I call her Ronnie. I call Veronica Ronnie. I mean, that's my little nickname to her.
All right, but up there.
Well, hold on, Ronnie.
Ain't
Ronnie.
No hold on.
Hold on. She's right here.
She's right where?
She's right here.
Put her on the phone.
Okay, cool, man. Here, cool. But can I tell you what she's saying?
I don't want to hear what she's saying. I want her on the phone right now.
Okay, but can I tell you what she's telling me to tell you?
She ain't telling you to tell me a damn thing. Because the only thing that you're going to be getting is my foot up your
Okay, but Ronnie want me to tell you this, man. Just listen to me, Terrence. She wants me to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, Veronica.
You know what? I don't play this. I'm going to all y'all up here, man. I'm going to all y'all up. I'm going to give you an old school whooping. Y'all ain't even right for this.
You all right, man?
I'm sweating. No, I'm not all right. I'm in the car. I'm sweating. I was on my way over there. I'm about to go to jail messing around with y'all.
Hey, let me ask you this, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
You already know. Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, so you have another one for us?
I'll tell you about this girl I was dating that had all these roaches.
Mm-hmm.
And it was infestation. She was fine. I was in college. And, wasn't no cell phones back then. So my boy Biggie Wig, I told Biggie Wig
mm-hmm.
to come and pick me up at a certain amount of time. I said, as a matter of fact, Wig, I'll call you at your house if something changed 30 minutes before 1 o'clock and let you know if I need a little bit more time or not. So are we in there? We playing cards. Roaches is everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's lights on. And they ain't anywhere. There ain't nobody in on them rushing. This where they stay.
Now
I'm playing cards, and I know it's too many of them in here, man. I done got up off the couch to play cards because they was on the couch. They was on the coffee table. They walked across TV screen. They was just everywhere. So I figured at least let me set up in a wooden chair with four legs on it. The least amount of exposure.
Yeah.
I already got cuffs in these bell bottoms. Uh-huh. I got to damn near make culottes out of these pants before I take them home. Because I got them 2-inch cuffs in these bell bottoms. I know they in here.
Yeah.
I know good hell well they in here.
They cuff in there?
Yeah. They looking for a route. So I'm in there just playing cards, man. These roaches is everywhere. Mm. I'm just flicking them, just flicking them off with the cards and hands. And the girl's sisters was real nice. They was hood, but they was some nice girls. But Lord, them girls talk trash when they play cards. So we're in there, we just cussing each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I've never been more bees according to women.
Little skinny bee.
Look at you, little skinny bee, what you gonna do? MFB. So I'm in there. So we just talking trash. So I look up at the clock and I said, let me go on in here and call Big and tell him I'll be ready about 1:30. Mm-hmm. Something happened, man. I forgot to call. Uh-oh. These roaches, it's 1 a.m. now. They in full blast. I don't know what it is about 1 a.m.
Yeah.
But roaches, I don't know if it's clubs.
Club
I don't know
night.
What's happening. They was all out for dinner that night.
The roach club.
They were strolling. They was with their family. You know, we was playing music, so they was out at the club. The club, they was going to dinner. They was in the park. I don't know what be happening.
They were out with their family.
Roaches was everywhere. I'm talking about, listen to me. When I tell y'all, there was nowhere you could look and you didn't see a roach.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't say.
Wow, Steve.
So, cool. All of a sudden, the doorbell rang.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
And her sister jumped up and said, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We playing spades, so it was my play. So I said, I got to get to this dough. Because I got to tell this fool, Biggie Wig, Big, when you come in here, listen, man, they got a roach problem. I like the girl. Don't embarrass her. Just act like you don't see her. I had a whole speech I was going. Matter of fact, when I called him 30 minutes before, I was going to tell him.
Yeah.
Because he a good brother. But when you don't want him, though, there wasn't no texting, ain't no cell phone, nothing.
Don't want him.
I just didn't go. So next thing, I know she at the door.
Uh-oh.
So by the time I make my play, all I hear is at the door is, damn. I
said, God. He's here. He's here.
Instant reaction in the door.
What the? And then it's all you hear. He out there in the foyer just stomping.
Killing roaches.
I'm standing there just looking at him. And the sisters is mortified. Because he in here, I'm talking about. God, what the hell? Ain't nobody. I'm the only one I see these. Hey. And y'all don't see. God, man, these blankety blanks is everywhere. God, damn. Hey, Wonder Love. Now, he calling me. I'm 6 feet away, but it's dark. He don't see me. Hey, Wonder Love. I'm just sitting here, man, like, I'll be dead. Man, if you don't stop. So he's shaking his coat, flipping his collar. He knocking him off the wall. He done pulled his hat off. Now, he got a gangster brim, right, and a maxi coat. So he pulls his hat off, and he just swatting.
God.
Man, they all on the wall. Man, these mother blanks is everywhere. Y'all, man, y'all don't see this? He's steady asking them girls, y'all don't see this? I'm standing there with my arms folded, just humiliated.
Oh, God.
And then a roach fell off the ceiling and landed on his ear.
God.
He reached up and went, ow, blankety blankety.
Man, these mother blanks is everywhere. Yeah. And I'm just standing there looking at him. And
then
he back to stomping. Oh, man. I just went on and told the girl, I said, hey, excuse me. Hey, let me get my coat.
Because you knew it was the end. That was
it. It's over. Yeah. I got my coat.
You're never going back there.
And I kissed the girl on the cheek. I tell Big, I said, come on, man, let's go. Yeah, hell yeah, let's go. Man, damn, love. I don't know how you sitting up in here. Man, Big, you see these, man, her mama over there, head down. Everybody head just hanging down. Because he done made a scene. So we get out to the car. So we stand at the door.
I'm sorry.
He say, love, you good? I said, Big, you had to make all that. Man, damn that, man. Let's shake off, man. He said, man, hey, and flip your cuffs and your bell bottoms. You know, good hell well in. So we outside damn near undressing.
Your culottes. He
said, I just got the Volvo, dog. I can't get nothing in it.
That's right.
That was.
Wow,
me and Biggie Wig over at the girl's house with the roaches.
God, dog.
All right, classic. Y'all don't
the best
see
story in the world.
Yes. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, good things come to those who wait. We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Right now, Tommy, what is this about you wanting to help men stay out of trouble? You want to share a little insight?
One of my boys. Yeah, Shirley. One of my boys.
Are you talking about this? This wouldn't be from somebody who stayed
in
trouble?
I know. He wants to help men stay out of trouble. Imagine
that. It's certain things, Unc. And you know this. You. Come on now. It's certain things, Unc, that can get you in trouble that you need to be aware of. Certain little items that can get you in trouble. Receipts. Oh. You don't keep receipts. Burn all your receipts. These are things that you must know.
What about your taxes?
If you're going to be player,
damn, you
got
taxes.
To get rid of these.
But you need your
receipts. No receipts.
You need your receipts for your taxes.
Some stuff you can't write off, okay?
No. Some of this is losses.
Okay. Some stuff got to take. You got to take the take for the team. All right, watch this. And everybody like to keep one or two in their phone. Pictures. Get rid of them doggone pictures. That right is shrewd evidence that your butt can get caught. I'm just telling you.
Absolutely. Okay.
Now, here go one from my uncle's book. Glitter will get you busted every
Oh, yes,
glitter
Steve.
Get you killed.
You can't have no glitter on you.
Because you can't see it at certain angles.
Yeah.
Boy, back in 90, what year, 2000? I came to work one morning for 2 days in a row. Shirley was going, you need to get some of this glitter.
Yes. What?
What? Hold on.
I had some glitter.
Hold on. You went to work?
Yes.
Shirley comes in and said, Steve, really?
Really?
Huh? What?
Boy, glitter's a damn thing.
That glitter all in my hair.
It was everywhere.
Hold on. But you act like you coming to work.
Glitter all on my neck.
But was you coming to work acting like you ain't did nothing?
Innocent.
Yo, Shirley said, Steve, what is this all on you? Huh? Yeah.
And you know what? You can take 2-3 showers and still can't get all that glitter off.
You cannot get the glitter off.
This one is one Junior should know. When you have a cunt, you have that package and tear that cone off, that little cone got to get to the trash. That little cone.
Dog.
Because there are no more corners like that. That corner tails it off.
Matter of fact, don't tear it off and leave it attached to the patch.
To the patch. Don't tear it all
Don't
way
tear
off,
it all the way off.
Don't tear it all the way off.
It'll come out. Mm-mm. Tear it off 98% of it.
Yeah. Been a lot of divorces.
Yeah, women are detectives, you know. It just takes a little teeny bitty piece.
Listen to me. Your woman can't have short hair, and you got long hair in the sink. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Oh, you're dead. You're so freaking dead.
Oh, you trying to put that on your body. That's from me. You need something.
Don't have an eyelash in your tooth.
Have you had that already?
Man, they gon' I had a whole eyelash. In the front.
I hate you, Steve.
Sitting there just smiling. Hey, what's happening?
You know we don't miss anything. You know that.
They do not. Okay, now here's another one.
What?
A bobby pin can break up a relationship. I'm just telling you.
Oh, yeah.
You have no reason to have a bobby pin in your house.
Talking about pinning your hair?
Or an earring back.
Oh, right. Oh, that's, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good
really
one.
Small. They leave them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They leave them.
Yes, they do. Take another one, too. Mm-hmm. Her jacket. Can't be left in your closet.
Yeah. Ain't no way in
And if she do, you got to burn this jacket.
Yeah, you can't. Because so she asked you, who jacket is this? You didn't even know it was in there. What?
Wait a minute. I know you didn't burn my jacket.
Her seat on the pillow.
Oh, they got to be washed right after.
Makeup, any of that on the pillow.
Burn that pillow, too.
This is Tommy with his advice to men to stay out of trouble.
The black tip off the end of a high heel shoe.
Okay.
That gets key.
All of that.
Women find everything.
Mm-hmm. We're detectives.
Bags from a store that you know doggone well that ain't where you shop at. That bag right there. Mm-hmm. You know how people take a bag, fold it up, and they're going to use it later, put it on the counter?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That bag. Get rid of that bag.
I got one for you.
Okay.
I got one. A Lee press-on.
A nail.
They still wearing them.
Nail. Yeah, they still
wearing them.
Mm-hmm. They do. Mm-mm. Yeah. More popular than ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Body wash.
Empty egg.
An empty
egg? What?
Oh, for
I got busted with that one one time.
Oh, back in the day.
Oh, the egg.
Pantyhose that come in the eggs. Mm-hmm. I had an empty egg in the trash one time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, I couldn't explain.
Oh.
What did you end up saying? You just took that one?
I had bought it. I had waves back then, and I had bought one to make my wave set, and I had cut the pantyhose to make a wave cap.
Oh, that was good.
That was smart. That was quick.
That was pretty creative. Yeah.
That's quick.
Yeah, that was good.
That is quick.
She didn't buy it, though, but it was a good line.
No, she asked me, where the rest of the pantyhose?
I threw them away. You didn't have that.
Well, where'd you throw them away? Because the egg is in the tray.
Right.
Oh, I threw him out the window.
Yeah. It was a good lie, but it didn't work, I know.
Yeah. Fell and over
I
the back.
The next day with some pantyhose on trying to prove my case. Yeah. Oh, Junior, I tore a whole TV off.
Off the wall?
Lips on
that phone wrong, man.
Oh, wait. It come on your TV?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Dog, phone number come on the TV. Mm-hmm.
I tore a whole 40-something-inch flat screen off.
Thank you. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And it's time now to play a round of Would You Rather. Let's just jump right in. Would you rather have the details of your financial life or your love life made public?
Mm. Show y'all this money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can go on. I'll open up all these banks. You can see everything I've got over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And the quiet one.
The rich man.
Who's very quiet. Would you rather have the details of your financial life or of your love life be made public?
Yeah.
And we're waiting.
Deep breathing.
Go ahead and jump. That's what you tell people, jump.
Either way.
Yeah.
You do.
Either way, what? It's an issue.
It don't matter. It don't really matter, huh?
Oh.
Or go to prison for 4 years.
Take that four.
It's that option.
No. No.
There's no C.
Prison? You were willing to go to prison?
D block.
Go anyway.
You gonna go anyway. So.
I probably had to go on and do the money.
Yeah, he can't.
What?
Yeah, I had to go and show the money.
But Steve, you could. What? Huh? I'm shocked. Yeah, what is going on?
Why we don't ask y'all? Why we don't ask y'all these questions sometimes?
Because it's for the comedians on the show.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why it was designed.
I wouldn't care nothing. You knowing nothing about me on MasterCard.
He did what?
See. He wait going over it in
he
his mind.
Did. What? Where was he?
Go to page 15 and look at this on the fifth row.
Who?
Fifth
P. Did y'all hear about this?
It'll be a shock, Steve.
What?
Where was y'all at?
Page after page after page.
So you better have your finances revealed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Next. What if you?
Oh, we're getting out of this one. Okay. Yeah. Would you rather?
I'd rather know these questions ahead of time.
Would you rather eat pizza or ice cream as the only food for eternity? Which one? Pick one. Pizza. Would you rather eat pizza?
It's got to be that pizza.
Yeah. Pizza's
yeah.
hot.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pizza. Okay. Hot food. I love ice cream, but I'm
topping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm lactose
cold ass medicine. As soon as I get up in the morning, I got to eat some damn ice cream.
We running out of flavors.
Grits or something.
They're both dairy. Some, you know. All right, thanks, guys. That's today's edition of Would You Rather.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go for Ask the CLO. This one is from Julio in DeSoto, Texas. Julio says, I'm a 47-year-old man and I've never been married and I don't have any children. My brothers got married in 2018 in a double ceremony. I have a domestic partnership with a lady that I've been with for 6 years. She's never pressured me about a wedding, but she's told my mother she'd love to marry me. Should I stay quiet until she brings it up or should I reaffirm to her that I don't want to get married? I hate to be wasting her time.
Hey, man, why don't you tell her that then?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell her you don't want to be married? And you would just, what he call it, domestic partnership?
Partnership, yeah. Uh-huh.
But she wants to be married, but you want a domestic partnership. That's why you ain't never been married and ain't got, I don't feel
like
you,
tell her. Julio. I'll tell her for your ass. I'll tell her. If you want them to tell
bitter,
her,
man.
I will tell her. Take the weight off of you. Let me.
But you should have told her that 6 years ago, too.
Yeah, you are wasting her time.
You know, for 6 years. And she done told your mama she wanted to get married. I'm pretty sure she done said that to you. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Julio, I can't imagine she would go to your mama with it and ain't said it to you.
Mm-hmm. He knows.
I ain't got nothing for you, Julio. You ain't got no kids. You ain't got, what you want?
At 47, he's 47, Steve. He should know something by now.
Man, bye, Felicia.
All right.
I never heard you say that.
This one's from Felicia in New Orleans. She says, I'm a newlywed and my husband and I moved to his hometown recently where he has three female friends that he's known since childhood. I get along with them, but I need him to set some boundaries with them. One of them is a chef and she insists that he comes over at least once a week to pick up a plate. He loves to rave about how good her food is. My husband will meet up with the women for drinks and I find out about it after the fact. He says they're like sisters and I have nothing to worry about. He doesn't get it. So should I talk to these ladies directly?
Nope.
Nope. See, you didn't marry the ladies. You married your husband. Mm-hmm. You and your husband took the vows to leave all others and cleave only unto you. That was his vows. Now, before you got married, did he tell you he had these girlfriends? He wasn't going to cut them loose and you married him anyway? Or did you discover the three girlfriends when you moved back to his hometown? Coming over to the house cooking. I can't. There's no way in hell I can go in there and tell Marjorie, I'm going over to this girl's house for dinner. We friends.
Yeah, and then for him to be raving, she cooks so good really? And all of that.
Dog, you got to be joking.
You ain't got no friend.
Hello. You know that's the next statement. What friend is this?
Me and Shirley been friends for 20 years. I ain't ever been over to her house, and Lord knows I wouldn't go over there to eat.
Good, because I wouldn't be cooking. All right, here we go.
Which would be even crazier if I said to Marty, I'm going to Shirley's house to eat. I thought you said Shirley couldn't cook.
She would know something was up.
Right, she really would raise an eyebrow. What?
All right, here we go. Rolero in Queens. I like that name, Rolero. I moved back to New York after living in Miami for a few years. I bought a small condo, and now that I'm all settled in, I'm miserable because I have a white neighbor that is rude and racist. When he first saw me in the building, he asked me if I was visiting someone, and I told him I live there. His response was, "How is that possible?" I ignored him. He doesn't speak in passing and didn't hold the door for me one day. I'm 26 years old, and I've never encountered racism like this. How should I handle this guy?
You've never encountered racism.
At 26.
Well, Willero, welcome to America.
Yeah.
It's been here for a while, Willero. The fact that you've never seen it before is very surprising to me. I know it's going to take you a while to adjust, but he not finna like your ass.
For no reason.
Now, as a Christian, you're supposed to love your neighbors. I got that. It did not say you had to like them.
That's right.
Talk to them, play with them, or help them up when they fall down the steps that you accidentally tripped him in.
CLO.
That's a good one.
You accidentally. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Since y'all ain't speaking, you ain't even got to say I'm sorry.
Wow. Man. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject: doggy style lifestyle.
Ho ho!
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Not what you think.
Yeah.
Down boy. Down boy. Down boy, down boy, down boy, down boy. Okay. It is April Fool's Day today, though, and the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Nap?
Can you fix my roof?
Oh.
Now, that don't sound harmful, right?
That's why I said, okay, that's nice, yeah.
Can you fix my roof? That's all I ask.
Is it leaking or something? What's going on?
Got some issues. I'm just saying, though, but can you fix my roof? That's all I want to know.
Okay. Look at my face.
I know. I know. I know. Carl like always looking for that hard left. Where you going with it, though?
Well, and it's always there, Tommy. Yeah.
Well, get ready for the hard left. Here we go. Can you fix my roof? Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Eduardo.
This is Eduardo.
Eduardo, how you doing, man? I'm one of your neighbors, man. I'm actually like two streets over. I wanted to see if you could come around here, man, and help me out, man. I got a leak in my roof. Are you able to come around the corner real quick and see about fixing my roof?
Who's this?
Yeah, this is Sammy, man. I live like two streets over from you. You're Eduardo, right?
Yes, it's Eduardo.
Okay, hey, I need you to. I got a leak in my roof, man. I want to see if you can come around here and take a look at my roof.
A leak in your roof?
How much you charge me?
What does that have to do with me?
I got a leak in it. It doesn't have anything to do with you, but I wanted to see if you could come around here and fix it for me.
How did you get my number, man? Where do you think I would fix your roof?
I got your number from one of the neighbors, but you're Hispanic, right?
Yeah, no, I'm Hispanic. Well, I'm not from Hispanic. I'm Mexican. If that's what you're asking.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying,
American,
I mean,
Mexican,
I mean,
American. I mean, are you trying to be funny or what are you talking about? Why do I got to go fix your roof? What are you talking about?
Don't all Mexican people know how to do roofs?
You know what, man? Don't talk to me like that. I'm an educated Mexican. I'm your worst nightmare. Who the do you do? Who the do you think you can call me? Because think that all Mexicans fix roofs and listen here. I'm not a roofer. I work at a bank. Okay? You understand that?
No, I understand you work at a bank, but from my understanding, all Hispanic people. I mean, what do you do at the bank? I mean, do you lay tile at a bank? What do you do at the bank?
Listen, you ignorant. I work at a bank. I'm a loan officer. I am a dangerous. I'm a Mexican with good credit. Okay? I'm a dangerous Mexican. You're with the wrong person. Are you that stupid? Huh? What is the matter with you? Who gave you my number? Where do you live? You can't be one of my neighbors. I haven't seen a retarded person walking around my neighborhood lately.
I'm two streets over from you, man. I got a leak in my roof, and somebody gave me your number. I thought all Hispanic people knew how to fix roofs.
Oh, really? Maybe if I don't cut your grass, like if you're going to stereotype us all, huh? Would that be cool? Huh? Why don't you come over to my house? I'll tell you what.
Hey, man! You're taking this the wrong way. I'm trying to give you some work, man. All I really wanted to see if you could come over here and fix the leak. You know what I'm saying? That's really all I wanted to do. And I heard, you know, that most Hispanic people, you know, all of y'all supposed to know how to do roof. I mean,
are you kidding me, man? You stupid. I work at a bank. I've got a degree. You didn't hear me. You're one of them ignorant that don't listen to anything. I live in a nice neighborhood, man. What do you sell drugs to live in this neighborhood? You piece of look at this. You're making me degrade myself by just talking to you. I don't do tile. I don't do construction. I don't fix roofs. I'm not a mechanic. I don't do yards, okay? Do you steal? Huh? There's nothing wrong with being a construction worker for laying brick or doing tile or doing roofing. There's nothing wrong with that, man. I got a lot of relatives. I've done those jobs myself, but I educated myself. Now I've got a degree, and I work at a bank as a loan officer. Don't you with me. Don't you ever call me again.
Hey, I need English, man. I need English. English.
Man, you, man.
What are you saying, man? What are you saying?
Hey, man, don't be upset because I speak two languages and you speak one. Oh, wait, you can probably speak pig Latin or something like that,
hey,
right?
Hey.
You know what, man? I don't even like to talk like this. I work at a bank. I got to deal with customers every day, and I deal with ignorant. I don't even like to say I deal with ignorant on a daily basis like you. You think I'm playing with you? Huh? Man, I grew up on the West Side. You need to
watch your tone, okay?
Man, you.
Hey, man, let me ask you this though. Do you know Julio? Do you know Julio?
Yeah, I know Julio. That's my cousin, man. What does he have to do with this?
Okay. Julio is the one that told me to call you. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Your cousin just got me to prank phone call you.
Nah, man.
Hey, Eduardo.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I listen to that show, man. Y'all got me. Man. I was ready to be a real Mexican from the hood, man. Golly.
You all right, man?
You got me, man. I was going to go back to being like my cousin. Woo, boy. Oh, man.
Hey, man, I got one more thing to ask you, Eduardo. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey in the morning, man. He got me. Hey, Tommy. Oh, man, before you go, man.
What's up?
Hey, tell your boy Steve to wear some Stacey Adams with those suits, man. Hey, the homeboy from the hood would love that, man. He'd be one of the homeboys, man.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I
right.
feel.
You got a problem, man. You got a
talk about a hard left. You got what you asked for, Carla.
I told you I was gonna make a hard left.
Yeah.
Look
yeah.
at my face. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Play way right, too much. You play too
I
much.
Know, I know, I know, I know. Just because a man is Spanish does not give yeah. you the right to call him and ask him, can
not,
you fix
not
his
that
roof?
One.
It's not
no,
right.
Not that one. He ain't yeah. having it, man.
This one was not having it. I work at the bank.
That was very bold of you, yeah.
You know what, Shirley? It's my job, Shirley. Mm-hmm. It's my job. How many people, Shirley, do you know it's their job to be stupid?
How many people you know?
Just you.
Okay,
just
cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, but it's a lot of people being stupid that we know. But I'm just saying, it's my job.
Girl, oh, listen. Or the comments.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Go.
You would do it for free. You do it for free.
Why are you trying to bring my paycheck down? Why are you trying to do that?
You furlough a brother.
All you're not going to furlough. Lines. You ain't going to furlough my stupidity.
You can't help it, Tommy.
All racial on. Lines. You cross it.
I'm crossing. I do not discriminate. I am not racist. I am hitting everybody. So if you would like me to prank phone call one of your friends or your pastor or your coworker or whatever,
pastor. Go. Pastor.
I always throw that in, Carly. You have to get the pass.
You know that was the one my mom. Oh, my mom.
See what I'm saying?
And you know what's so good about it? They're easy to find because they're home now, so that's good. Yeah.
If you get that home phone, let me tell you something. If you get that home phone, you win it. ThomasMiles.com. Click on the prank button. Leave me all your information. I call you. We talk. We get our little story together. We decide what we're going to do, and the pranking begins. ThomasMiles.com. Yeah. Stupidity at its best.
Yeah. There's none better.
Columbia, South Kakalaki, July 1st, baby. At the Koger. That's right. The Koger Performing Arts Center. The nephew will be coming there, spit and polish. Dapper, as you know. Funny as all get out. Get your tickets. They're on sale right now. That is, once again, Columbia, South Kakalaki, July 1st. Tickets on sale right now. You can get them at the box office. You can get them at the Ticketmaster. I don't know. You can get them around the corner at the barbershop. You can get it at Burger King. I don't care where you get it. You can get it because the tickets are on sale right now. Yeah, you know, anywhere you can drive through, they might have them there, okay?
Slide up
through Popeye's, get you a two-piece, a biscuit, and tell them you want two tickets to see Tommy. I promise you somebody to drive through probably got that for you, okay?
All right. Thank you, nephew. Come on. It's time now when we come back for the Strawberry Letter. Subject, mm-hmm. doggy style, yeah. lifestyle. Wait till you hear this one, okay?
Okay.
We'll be back with it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, guys, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on your relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. It's just that easy. It's just that simple. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one today, okay? Ready?
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, doggy style, lifestyle. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 27-year-old woman, and I just moved in with my boyfriend. We've been dating for 1 year, and we have a great relationship. But, of course, there's an issue, or I wouldn't be writing you. Our lovemaking is very good, but we are never alone when we're intimate. There's always four extra eyes very close by, staring at us. It's his dogs. He has a Doberman and a German Shepherd, and these dogs are very spoiled and run the house. When my boyfriend and I get in the bed, they jump in too. Since I moved in, my boyfriend has forced them to sleep on the floor next to our bed since I didn't want them in our bed. I have asked him to put the dogs' beds in the guest room so they can sleep in there at night, but he says I'm being inconsiderate and silly. He says they're dogs and they don't understand what we're doing when we're intimate. But it creeps me out. They always come right up to the bed and stare at us the entire time. I have asked my boyfriend over and over to close our bedroom door and keep them out while we have sex, but he says they will whine the entire time and spoil the mood. I think this is very weird. I can't enjoy sex with these two big dogs breathing on us. How can I get them out of our bedroom? Or maybe I should go and let the dog stay. I didn't sign up for this doggy style life. Please help. Wow. Yeah, I agree with you. This is weird, okay? Watching is watching. I don't care if it is dogs watching. I don't care. Unless you're into that sort of thing, and clearly you're not. This is weird. I mean, I think your man should definitely put his dogs in another room or give them something to do while you guys are doing it. I think that's only normal. I mean, I know people love their dogs and they're crazy about their dogs and they treat them like people and all of that. But this right here is ridiculous. You're uncomfortable. You know, it makes you feel creeped out and everything. I think he's being disrespectful to you, putting the dogs above you. I think he is. Because since you're officially moved in now, you know, I know it hasn't been that long. It's only been about a month or so, you say. But guess what? It's your house, too. So you get to say something about, you know, how you want your house to be run. You're the woman of the house. That means you shouldn't be uncomfortable in your own home. You shouldn't be uncomfortable in this relationship. It sounds like he's disregarding your feelings. You don't want the dogs in there during intimacy. He doesn't seem to have a problem with it. Is this a deal breaker to you? If it is, you're going to have to keep it moving. Steve?
Well. Let me just say this right here. We really in here talking about some damn dogs.
Yeah.
Then what we talking about?
In the bedroom.
Dog. Now, 27-year-old lady, she'd have moved in with a boyfriend. They've been dating for a year. They got a great relationship. But like she said in her letter, you know, something got to be wrong or something wouldn't be writing y'all.
Right.
I love making this very good, but we're never alone. It's always extra eyes very close by. And it's two damn dogs. Now, these ain't chihuahuas and, you know, shih tzus. And these ain't little Pekingese. These is German shepherds and Dobermans.
Yeah, you have a Doberman, Steve.
Yeah, these two damn big ass dogs. Uh-huh. Now, all up in here, you got these big dogs in your house. And you want them in the other room. Now, you had your boyfriend kick them out the bed. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that. They getting up in the bed. No, that ain't where we stay. Get in the floor. His sheets, his bedspread stink. Because, see, let me explain something to you. Dogs smell like dogs. I don't care who they are. Mm-hmm. You can bathe them every day. Dogs still smell like dogs. Now, as soon as you bathe them, They okay, but don't let their ass run outside and come back in. Mm-mm. They goes outside and gets a lot of dog on them, and now they back in the house. So now you want them in the other room. You ask him to do that. He says you're being inconsiderate.
Wow.
Okay, now how old is your man, and is he stupid?
Don't you think they're around the same age, Steve? She's 27, yeah.
How old is your man and is he stupid? To tell your woman you being inconsiderate. Now, Shirley said it right. Because you're the woman of the house, you can't be uncomfortable in your own home ever. Ever. A woman should never be uncomfortable in her home ever. I got news for you. A man should never be uncomfortable in their home ever. Now, your children, deal with it. But even a child wants to come home and be comfortable. I don't care if it's just in their room. Everybody wants a place where they can go and be comfortable. But the dogs can't have the run of the house. Shirley's absolutely right. You deserve to have comfort in your home. And you can get it. I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen.
During intimacy?
If we don't get these dogs out this room.
They gotta go.
I'm finna tell you some stuff. Y'all ain't going to like this.
Did you wake up the other night with your Doberman licking your hand?
Man.
And it freaks you out?
Boy, let me tell you something. Boy, damn, they shot up through that ceiling like Tom and Jerry in a cat cartoon.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response. Coming up at 23 after the hour, subject of the Strawberry Letter today, doggy style lifestyle, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter, Steve.
27-year-old woman live with her man.
Doggy style.
Tight little letter is. What's your
doggy style lifestyle. Wow.
She got moved in with a boyfriend, been there for a year. The dogs is getting on the nerves because when they intimate, they ain't never in the room by themselves. They in there watching.
Hello.
Crying. Now she wants the dogs to be put out. He done told the girl he ain't putting them out because she being inconsiderate and silly.
That is crazy.
What you think these dogs think? These dogs don't even know what's happening. I promise you, their big ass is wondering. What is all this moaning? What is all this driving? Why y'all naked? You finna hear some. Next thing you know, you gonna have a dog moving in close because dogs like to sniff. Now, I'm just telling you facts about dogs.
Yeah.
That's their primary sense. It's not feel, it's smell and taste. They gonna eventually come sniffing around. Now, I'm a little edgy when a dog is sniffing me with my clothes on. Now, if I'm somewhere ass naked, what I can't have is that little cold ass nose touch me. You know, they nose be cold.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you on your back and all of a sudden you feel this little cold dot on your ass.
Do we really need this visual right now?
Yeah, you need this visual because we got to get these dogs out this room. Now, I'm trying to help this lady wrote this letter. Now, you think you tripping right now. That's because they ain't moved in to participate. But them dogs is fitting to participate. We play it. They think y'all in there playing, and they going to want in on that. Now, it's going to start with the breathing. Then it's going to go to sniffing. They ain't going to be smelling your breath either.
Oh, God.
Now, he might be all right with that because he know how he probably had a little cold nose on his ass before.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, he has. He been in that house with these dogs. You inconsiderate. You silly.
Why? Because he's so comfortable with
Yeah, he comfortable. Yeah. They been in the bed before she moved in. He slept with these two big ass dogs. Them stinking ass. My damn dog smell like a dog. He got bad breath. Man, go get away from me.
There are a lot of dog lovers, Steve, in the
world.
I don't
care.
That.
You can be a dog lover. This my joke. My joke is for people that ain't dog lovers. This is my joke is not for dog lovers. You might not, I don't think that's funny at all. Well, it is to me.
She says they're very spoiled and they run the house.
Hell yeah, they spoiled and they run the house. But now here come one. See, now we done breathed and we done sniffed. I ain't got nothing to tell you except what's next now.
Okay.
We done all the breathing and all the sniffing, tell me what you done seen your dog do that makes you uncomfortable. And everybody is uncomfortable with it, even a dog lover. How many times you been sitting up there eating your plate and you look over there and his nasty ass is going to town? And you sit up there going, man, because Marjorie loves dogs.
Uh-huh.
But damn Bear sometimes would get in front of that fireplace and ain't nobody looking.
Uh-huh.
And Bear just start licking everywhere. And now Marjorie don't want the damn dog no more. Stop it, Bear! And Bear be looking up like, what?
This is what I do. I'm a dog. What?
Stop. And I'm looking at him going, oh, my God.
Is that the Doberman?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If I could do that.
You could do what?
If I could do what my dog
no.
do.
Oh, gosh.
You to myself. Man. You know the moments I'd have been in had.
You are so crazy.
Steve, where you at? I ain't coming in today. What's happening? I'm busy. I'm doing something. So now, I ain't said nothing nasty. I've not said nothing crude. I'm allowing you to write your own joke on your way to work. But we all know what our dogs do that embarrass us.
Yeah.
Well, he going to walk up to you and really embarrass you. He said, wait a minute. Everybody got theirs out now? this what we doing? First, he going to start with just himself. Oh, this what we doing. Dogs are smart. You've got to get these dogs out of your bedroom because eventually they're going to want to participate. Is this a deal breaker? I think it is. Now, here's what I think you could do, young lady. This is how I think you can solve the problem. You're going to have to issue an ultimatum. Mm-hmm. Either you put the dogs out of the bedroom and get comfortable and make them get okay with being in the room, they're going to learn to stop the whining. They're going to stop. And if you don't get them used to it, then you're going to hear my whine. And we're going to see which one of these you like better, the dog's whining or my whining. Because my whining comes with consequences. I'm not making love anymore in front of these damn dogs. I'm not doing it. Now, I want to be with you, but I'm not doing it anymore in front of these dogs, period.
Right.
Secondly, if that don't work, here comes the other ultimatum. Either you put the dogs out, I'll go out. Let me go back to where I was until the dogs can sleep on their own. Because all you want is to have privacy. Mm-hmm. You didn't ask the man to get rid of the dogs.
Right.
You just asked him to move the dogs around.
Yeah, she knew he had them when she moved in.
So those are the ultimatums. I can't do this anymore with these dogs. I'm uncomfortable. Call me silly if you want to. But I tell you who really going to look silly. You in there with them damn dogs and y'all looking at each other. Now, they can lick themselves. You can't.
All right, guys, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. It's Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Introduce Jay as he murders another
Ladies
hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Anthony Brown.
All right, today's hit. This is very dear to me. And I got this from my buddy, Steve. He said, my wife wears these damn capri pants all the time. And he's really sick of it. Could you write a song letting some of these ladies know that you can't wear these pants all the damn time? Check it out.
Girls are sexy, all that meat on them bones. Some outfits look good on y'all, some you should leave alone. Well, I'm here to let you know, girl, I won't stay around. A cute summer dress or tight pants look great, as long as those pants are long. Leaves no more plus size. Below your knees, they look better long, not under your knees. Those pants don't have sex appeal, but hey, that's just me. You wear them too much, like six times a week. So do me a favor, girl, won't you burn them capris?
Yeah,
I like it, Jay. Love it.
Love it, Jay. Fire.
Hey, you really were a singer in your
Johnny Gill said it. He did say it.
He did say it last couple Fridays
Well, you just wrote a piece on earlier.
Way damn too much. 6 days a week.
You didn't lose any friends on that
one.
He didn't lose any friends on that one.
No, I didn't lose no friends on that. But next week.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, time for Comedy Roulette now. Okay, Jay, this is always on you. Set it up, please.
All right, Comedy Roulette, we do this every week. You give us the subjects because you guys test our comedy ability. Put 5 subjects on the wheel, spin the wheel. Where it stop, we will do the damn thing. What you got? What you got? What
all right, here we go. First subject, dang, dog, why your pants so high?
I like that.
That's good.
2, it's all you can eat, but not at one time.
Okay.
Here's 3. Dang, girl, that's way too much lip gloss.
Okay, all right.
Is that for me?
No, don't take these personal.
Okay, 4, you need to just cut the rest of that hair on off.
Just
okay?
Let that go.
Just let it go. Yeah.
So you over here playing.
That one. All right, and 5, that's not a manly dog.
Dog, that's not a manly dog.
Let's go roll it.
Really? Yeah. What you got?
That ain't a manly dog.
What you got?
Dang, girl, that's way too much lip gloss.
That's way too much. Let me start this one off. You know you got on too much lip gloss. When I see you and I can see my reflection and I'm thinking to myself, Lord, I wish I had a squeegee. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What you got, Junior?
God, that's way too much lip gloss. I don't really like saying this, but I've had this happen before. Uh-huh. I've been in a situation. If I'm trying to kiss you and you got way too much lip gloss, we can't kiss because I keep sliding. I keep sliding off your mouth. This is way too much lip gloss. You need to take some of this off.
That's way too much.
Okay. Yeah, tell me.
That's way too much lip gloss when you eat a chicken leg and take one bite, but the rest of the leg is pink all around the leg. Come on, man. You got to take some of that down, man.
Girl, you got to take some of that lip gloss off.
Too much.
That's way too much lip gloss. Steve, what you got, man?
You got on too much lip gloss if it looked like slobber.
You can't tell.
That's too wet. That's too wet.
Yeah.
Something wrong with us.
You know you got on too much lip gloss when your lips is leaking.
on the side.
Right on the side. It's just dripping down.
Ew. One time a girl came to the house. She had on so much red lip gloss. When I opened the door, I said, damn, who hit you in the mouth? Why you ain't come get me? I could have helped. Who? Where he at?
You thought it was
fun. You don't just hit my girl.
You know,
all right. All right, you know you got on way too much lip gloss. Mm-hmm. When I walk in the room and everybody got your lip gloss on because you done kissed them.
It's all over here.
Everybody wearing it now? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, left
that's
my
a
mom.
Lot of gloss, yeah. baby.
What you guys did?
If you talking and it look like somebody's flashes is on their car.
Way too much,
Steve. That's too much
lip
gloss.
Yeah, that's way
you
too much.
You know you got on a lot of lip gloss. When you open your mouth, you make a bubble.
It's a lot of lip gloss.
That's a lot of that.
I'll tell you right
that's
now.
A whole lot right there.
You got on a lot of lip gloss. If I look at you and I see flies trapped.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, insect stuck on your lip.
Just stuck all around your mouth. You done trapped a bunch of flies.
Oh, wow.
I just said it's a lot of lip gloss.
That's too much right there.
That's way too much.
You know you wear too much lip gloss if anything we said done pissed you off.
And I'm over here mad.
Yeah.
Why they talking about me?
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
All right, exactly. Thanks, guys, as always. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I think all of us have this fear if we work this shift, this morning shift, oversleeping and being late for work.
I don't have that fear, Shirley. I don't.
You don't have that fear?
Mm-mm. I don't have
that fear. Oh, I do. So the question is, how many alarms do you set in the morning to make sure you're on time for work?
I got two.
You have two alarms?
Two. Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have two. You don't have that fear, Steve, that if we oversleep, if we see daylight for us, it's a
daylight.
I just did that the other day. I just did it the
daylight.
Other day. Woke up mad at you guys because you didn't call me.
Ain't no sense in rushing if you see that daylight. Ain't no sense
for us, morning radio.
Oh, no, I woke up one time and saw daylight. I knocked the lamps over and everything.
See,
fell over the rug.
Right, morning radio.
So you say you set two, Tommy. Carly, you set two. What about you, Junior?
Four.
You set four. Okay.
Yeah, no,
and
four
you, Steve?
Alarm.
I usually don't set the alarm, but if I do, I only need one. I just wake up. I'm up early.
But Junior, four?
Four.
Yeah, well you know, I got...
Well, he got sickle cell.
I got to, yeah. So? I was just about to say that, because I got to do pre-temperature checks. I got all kinds of stuff. Each law tell me what I got to do first.
Yeah, he
your
got
average. Sick. Most Americans set four alarms, most of them.
Four?
Most Americans.
But see, that people don't like their job, though.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in 33 minutes. After, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And it's time now to play a round of Would You Rather. Let's just jump right in. Would you rather have the details of your financial life or your love life made public?
Show y'all this money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going on. I'll open up all these banks. You can see everything I got over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And the quiet one.
The rich man.
Who's very quiet. Would you rather have the details of your financial life or of your love life be made public?
Yeah.
And we're waiting.
Deep breathing.
Yeah. Go ahead and jump. That's what you tell people. Jump.
Either way.
Yeah.
You do.
Either way, what? It's an issue.
It don't matter. It don't really matter, huh?
Oh.
Or go to prison for 4 years.
Take that four.
Is that an option?
No. No.
There's no C.
Prison? You're willing to go to prison?
D block.
Go anyway.
You
don't
go
anyway. So I probably have to go on it. Do the money.
Yeah, he can't.
What?
Yeah, I had to go and show the money.
But Steve, you could, what? Huh? I'm shocked.
Yeah,
what is going on?
Why we don't ask y'all these questions sometimes?
Because it's for the comedians on the show.
Yeah, we'll.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's why it was designed.
I wouldn't care nothing. You knowing nothing about me on MasterCard.
He did what?
See? He going over it in his mind.
He did what? Where was he?
Go to page 15 and look at this on the fifth row.
Who?
Fifth
did y'all hear about this?
This will be a shock, Steve.
What?
Where was y'all at?
Page.
So you better have your finances revealed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Next. What if you?
Oh, we're getting out of this one. Okay. Yeah. Would you rather? Would you?
I'd rather you know rather, these questions ahead of time.
Would you rather eat pizza or ice cream as the only food for eternity? Which one? Pick one. Pizza. Would you rather eat pizza?
Pizza's got to be that pizza.
Pizza's
yeah.
hot.
Pizza. Yeah.
Yeah,
I love ice cream, but I'm
topping.
Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant. Cold ass mess.
As soon as I get up in the morning, I got to eat some damn ice cream.
We running out of flavors.
Grits or something.
They're both dairy. All right, thanks, guys. That's today's edition of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it is our last break of the day. And, of course, we will have some closing remarks from our fearless leader, the one and only Steve Harvey, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve, last break of the day. Wow, what a wild ride today. Man. Anyway, but now as always, you're here with your closing remarks.
Yeah, my closing remarks today is I want to remind everyone about the things you're going through. I want to remind you about some of the things that's happening to you, especially for those of you that are hurting. Everybody is hurting. All of us are sick with something. All of us. Every living human being, nobody is pure and clean. No one is pure and clean. No one is without hurt. No one is without pain. No one is without suffering. All of us are hurting some kind of way. It's because that's life. That's life, man. Now, how we handle the hurt, the pain, and the suffering, that depends on how our mental state is. I've often said it before, if you change your attitude, you change your altitude. If hurt, pain, and suffering are a part of life, then it must be how you handle the hurt, pain, and suffering that determines the outcome of a lot of it. So this today is for the hurting. This message today is for people in pain. This message today are for people who are suffering. I say this to you because I fit in all three of these categories oftentimes. Irregardless of what you do, well, Steve, how you in pain, suffering, and you hurting, you got this and you got that. That ain't got nothing to do with it. I wish you could make money and that would make your life smooth. It don't. I'm telling you right now, I don't. So if you think if it's money gonna make you happy, money does not make you happy, and money does not make your life right. It gives you more choices in life, is what it does. What money actually does is it takes all emergencies and turns them into mere inconveniences. It takes most all emergencies. Your car breakdown, that could be an emergency in somebody's life. That's not an emergency in my life. Because I can straighten that out. You follow what I'm saying? That there are some things that money can't fix. You lose a loved one, no amount of money you have eases the hurt,
the pain or the suffering. Nothing, nothing fixes that. So this message is for the hurt, the pain, and the suffering. Here's what you have to understand. Everything you're going through is God preparing you for what you ask for. If you ask for big stuff, much is going to be required for you to do in order to attain the big stuff. To whom much is given, much is required. And in the requirements, there comes some pain, there comes some suffering, there comes some hurt. Nobody going through this life free and clear. You understand me? So quit tripping, man, because God is processing you. So you got to deal with the tests that come, because you can't have a testimony without the test. You have to deal with the things that are confronting you. And it's how you deal with the things that's confronting you can determine the outcome. You can't stop nothing that happens to you, but you can fix your attitude when it does, because it's coming. Life's waves and tides and billows and storms, they're coming. It's just what you do about it. Understand that you are in the process. And when you're being processed, I want you to think of your history. Name me one thing that God hasn't brought you through. And if he hasn't brought you through it, he's currently pulling you through it right now. You have survived far more than you thought you could, ever thought you would, or ever thought you'd have to. And the reason I know is because you can hear me talking right now. God's track record with you is outstanding. He has done the unthinkable for you time and time again. God has delivered you in times when you didn't even think you could ever get delivered. He done delivered you so many times, you forgot the delivery date. You just showed up and it was all right. And you just forgot to thank him that day. But God's track record, he's batting 1,000. So while you're being processed, know that this too shall pass. And you'll be on to something else. And he just does what he does over and over again. So God is processing you. He ain't through with you yet. So quit tripping, because God ain't through with you yet. You just being processed. You're being tested to see if what you really want, you're asking him for, is what you really want. Just pass the test. Keep waking up. Keep being grateful. Keep thanking him. And keep on pushing. God has a great life for you. If you just remember that one thing, he is processing you. The things you're going through is preparing you for what you ask for. Just keep passing the test. Don't ever give up. The reward is coming. It'll be yours. As old people used to say, victory, victory shall be mine. It'll be yours. I've seen it happen in my life thousands of times. When it looked so bad for me, and all of a sudden I came through it, and on the other side, the sun was shining. Okay? Same thing is in store for you. Just remember, God is processing you. All right? Stay with it, y'all. Those are my closing remarks today.
Thanks, huh?
Oh, that was good.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Well, y'all have a great weekend.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.